Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortens.
As parents and educators, we usually associate the subject of reading with first grade. That is when a child learns to read. Usually at some point during the second grade, the child will enjoy reading a chapter book. At that point, we often think we're finished. But if we want our children to be able to understand the classics, we must revisit the subject in middle school and high school. At that time, books become the training ground for developing the ability to analyze complicated ideas. One of the broadest reading skills is note-taking, or choosing an outline of the most important information. This increases concentration while reading, and by judging and comparing the importance of assorted items and events. Another activity that heightens students' engagement with the text is summarization. After reading a chapter, ask your child to narrate a summary. A brief retelling requires the child to identify the most important information and compose a few of their own sentences. Again, they are practicing, analyzing, and judging, but are asked to go a step further and compose their own sentences. Other tools that help students infuse analytical skills into their memory bank are the proper use of charts, chronologies, maps, and glossaries. Christian education should inspire men and women to be compassionate, analytical, and thoughtful. The world is in great need of missionaries who can engage the intellect. Spending some time developing these skills while reading great books will be a step in that direction. Just as you spent time teaching the sounds connected to letters with your young children, the book, Words Aptly Spoken, Children's Literature, provides help in connecting words to big ideas. It's an easy gateway to the more difficult classical literature.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortens. To learn more, visit classicalconversations.com.